Good morning, everyone. My name's Dave, and welcome to Insights for Health, brought to you by The Healthy Habit at 451 St. Clair Street in Chatham. Our topic today is essential oils, their health benefits, and cautions. And joining us is Dr. Talia Charney. Dr. Talia is a naturopathic doctor, an author, educator, and a speaker. And at the age of 23, a diagnosis of fibromyalgia changed her career goals from international affairs to becoming a naturopathic doctor. Last year, she published The Confident Food Shopper, The Guide to Food Labels and Fables, Canada's most comprehensive book to date on that subject. Talia is currently the Nutrition and Health Education Manager for Now Brand Canada. And good morning, Doctor, and welcome to Insights for Health.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
So essential oils, let's start, Doctor, with just, I guess, a basic description of what essential oils are.
Well, essential oils are sort of funny in their name. They're not actually essential, but the essential component refers more to the fact that they're the essence of the plant, the smell sort of the soul of the plant. And they're actually not an oil either, but they seem to appear that way. They have if you ever dropped an essential oil in water, they look oily.
Yeah.
But they're not. So what they are is they're the volatile components of many plants. Not all plants have them, but everybody has experienced the beautiful smell of a rose bush. So the essential oils, or the volatile components of the plants, easily evaporate, and therefore we can smell them. And when we make essential oils commercially, we're taking those volatile components and concentrating them in quite an extreme way, and then sort of discarding the rest of the parts of the plant.
So they have a lot of uses in today's day and age.
Yes, essential oils are very popular. They are used, in the perfuming industry, of course. They're used in the food industry. If you've ever had a peppermint-flavored chocolate bar, they're used in cosmetics and cleaning. So you have, of course, a lot of cleaning products with lemon or lime, the citrus essences. And, of course, people use them a lot for DIY, like do-it-yourself projects, to make their own perfumes, to make their room smell better, all kinds, just endless uses.
So as a naturopathic doctor, so what's your point of view on the benefits and or the properties of the essential oils and, those extractions that we gather?
Well, again, the uses are so broad that the benefits, too, can be broad. They as aromatherapy, they can have a lot of great uses, just because when we smell essential oils, they actually go through the nasal cavities and to areas of our brain that are responsible for, or in part, for our memories and emotions. So they can, or not fully understood, but they can have profound effects on our mood, maybe helping us feel more relaxed. So those are one of the many uses, and yeah, that can be done, with air sprays or using diffusers in the house, or many ways, of course, making your own perfumes. They can be used topically for many uses, including, for example, skin conditions like acne. So tea tree oil is very popular for that. For pain, applied to joints. And they have a lot of great uses for making your own products around the house and therefore replacing the toxins that come from many of the commercial products that you use, such as, of course, our cleaning products would be a good example. So a lot of uses.
So there are, some of them are actually antibacterial, antiviral, antifungal, antiseptic. There's a lot of health benefits that way.
Many of them would be, because that is one of the purposes of the essential oils for the plants from which they come. So plants excrete these smells, and those help to repel different insects or bugs as part of their survival mechanism, and we just draw on that. So actually, it's very common for most essential oils to have some kind of an antimicrobial property.
So we know that there's a safety feature to them. Health Canada companies have to apply for a natural product number or an NPN number. Any sort of cautions, doctor, when it comes to essential oils?
Yeah, there's a lot of important things to keep in mind. It's great. People can enjoy them. They're generally quite safe. But one thing to keep in mind is that they're really highly concentrated.
Right.
So as an example, one drop of peppermint oil is the equivalent of approximately what you would get out of 20 bags of peppermint tea if you were to soak them all at once.
Wow.
And so people have to realize that they need to be treated with respect because they're so concentrated, and to be appropriately diluted. So a lot of people, you know, are interested or ask me about, can I use essential oils internally? Now, yes, of course, you can have a tea bag and get your essential oils that way, of peppermint. But if you were to, you know, get a sort of safe dilution of a drop of peppermint oil, it might be, you know, 1/30th of that drop that's at a safe level, which obviously is not practical to do it that way. So that's why while essential oils can be used internally in the proper diluted way, which would be, you know, in Health Canada, that comes in the form of a food product already made, or a toothpaste that has cinnamon or tea tree oil. They're very diluted, and they're mixed with the right kind of medium, so that you're not getting this intense high dose of, you know, of one essential oil directly onto your mucous membranes in your mouth or in your stomach. So that's one of the important things people have to keep in mind when they hear things or read recipes.
Yeah. There's some very interesting properties. The contents or the properties of the essential oils are very unique compared to, for example, let's say a mushroom that has polysaccharides or beta-glucans, or garlic that has their sulfur compounds. What are some of the unique features of essential oils? And I don't want to get big science or chemistry class here, but in layman's terms, doctor, can you just explain their uniqueness that way?
Well, they're only unique in the sense that we're using just a certain component of the plant, which is the volatile components. But the essential oils are as diverse as our herbs. We couldn't say all herbs have one thing in common.
Right.
But it is, if somebody knows them well, they'll know that the reason that Roman chamomile or lang lang or lavender or jasmine, the reason that all of those have a relaxing effect is because they all are high in the similar chemical component called esters. So different essential oils have different amounts of chemical components, some in common and some are different. They're really, though, diverse. What they have in common more is that we're just extracting the volatile components of plants, but they're going to be different for each and every one. And you can't get that same concentration of essential oils if you just use the whole herbs.
Yeah, so just in your example there, some of the herbs or essential oils, they have similar properties. Now, how does a person, so for example, if chamomile and peppermint both have some anti-inflammatory properties, how does a person pick which one is going to be best for them?
Well, there's many things that can go into picking the right ones, and the more you know, of course, the easier it is, and you can consult different references. But in that example, if you knew that peppermint is very cooling, then you might pick peppermint if you have a pain condition where there's a lot of swelling or redness, which is heat. And peppermint is actually analgesic, so it will dull the pain.
Right.
Whereas chamomile is more helpful because it's calming and relaxing, and when we're in pain, we're stressed. So often it works best to just combine several essential oils because they really work well in combination. So you might take chamomile to relax yourself. You might use peppermint as an analgesic, which sort of dulls the pain, and then you might use ginger, which has anti-inflammatory properties, and mix them all together, and then you have a lovely formula. So most of the time you're going to use, you know, 3, 4, 5 different essential oils for one condition, just to capture the uses of each of the different ones.
Now, of course, with all products, there's they're not all created equal. There's good, better, best. Some labels will say therapeutic grade. Some will say pure. Can you explain what's happening there?
Yeah, that's a sort of unfortunate term that's circulating around. So the idea behind therapeutic grade is it means that there is a third party, so that could be like a pharmacopedia or a statutory organization that has created some objective standard, and if a company or somebody meets that standard, then they can say that they have therapeutic grade. But in the essential oil world, there in Canada, in the U.S., there is no such third party. And so the idea of therapeutic grade in essential oils, at least, is just a marketing term. So some people are under the impression that because an essential oil is therapeutic grade, then you can take it internally. And that's absolutely not correct, because there is no such thing as therapeutic grade. And the fact that whether you can or can't take it internally has more to do with, you know, one, is it something that's appropriate to take internally, like peppermint? And secondly, is it in the appropriate form so that it's safe? So I just suggest that people, when they hear that, just miss it, because it's, you know, a meaningless term.
Yeah, and again, going back to Health Canada and the natural product numbers, a company will approach them and say, okay, this is the product. These are the what we consider to be the benefits of it. Health Canada then scrutinizes that and says yay or nay. So, I mean, if you're getting an NPN number for an aromatherapy, let's say a food grade with the list of ingredients and like all the you know, vitamin A, B, C, and so on, that's a whole other licensing, isn't it?
Yeah, that's exactly right. So Essential Oils Health Canada will ask that it can only be used under one single category. So if you were to get an NPN for an essential oil, then that is one particular category, and there's actually only about 8 claims under that category that Health Canada has allowed, no matter what the essential oil is. So, and those are such as like a relief of acne, or nerving, or calming, or relief of cough. So that's very limited. And a lot of companies don't like to use that category, because in terms of what you can put on the bottle, it really limits what the consumer perceives they can use it as. So we choose a more general category, which is the same as you'd find with, which is aromatherapy for cosmetics or toothpaste. It's under the same category, and that allows the consumer to sort of use them as they wish, without feeling restricted.
Yeah.
So they might use it for airborne scents or oral care or in shampoos or for aromatherapy, but it's a different category.
So, Doctor, we're going to take a short commercial break. And sure. When we come back, we'll continue our conversation on essential oils, their health benefits, and their cautions.